Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave, how much more on the rise are we seeing incidents of staged car accidents in New York?
Well, over the last 2 years, it's gone up about 35%. This year, we're about 14% over last year, but the year before that also had a significant increase. So you're seeing it go up on the rise quite a bit.
How many of these incidents have you heard about in Western New York specifically?
I haven't heard about the number specifically in Western New York, but however, in New York State, there was just over 1,700 stage accidents reported by the DMV last year alone.
And how does this affect insurance rates when you are victimized by this?
Well, it's going to cost everybody with this. So we're seeing about a 10% increase in insurance payouts. So you're going to see that go up on everybody's premiums across the state with this. So it's causing everybody to end up paying out more in insurance premiums.
What advice do you have if you encounter something like this?
So the big thing to do is be vigilant. Watch out for anything like that. What's happening most times, people are slamming on the brakes in front of you or even backing up into your car and claim that you rear-ended them. So what we're asking everyone to do is just be safe. You know, maintain that safe distance. Take a safe driving course. If you do get into an accident, also call the police. Make sure there's a police report filed with this. Don't trust necessarily the eyewitnesses that are nearby. A lot of times during these cash for crash scams, the eyewitnesses could be placed there by the person who's causing this. So get the police involved, have a police report, report everything through your insurance company. Make sure that they're the ones paying out. Don't pay out of pocket. You know, you never know what is a scam and what is real. Let the police and the insurance carriers worry about that.
As far as how could these incidents, you can drive defensively, you can do everything you're supposed to do, but it seems like there's no foolproof way to avoid these incidents.
No, unfortunately, there's not. You can do everything right. You can maintain that safe distance. You can, go slow, around other vehicles, but at the end of the day, if someone's looking to crash into your car and cause a thing, they probably will. But by doing those safe things, by taking a defensive driving course, which could save you money on your insurance anyways, you're going to mitigate those. You're going to cut down on those accidents. Maintain that safe distance. Don't get too close to people at even lights, because that's where some of these are happening, where a person's backing up to you into you at a traffic light and saying that you hit them. So try to do your best, to just mitigate those situations and not put yourself into harm's way.